Chapter 10. Lucille and William Carter. "It's not fair," said a loud voice behind me. We all turned and saw a woman with a teenage girl and a younger boy. They all looked elegant compared to the other passengers. "Be quiet," the woman told the boy. "We'll talk about it later." She put a hand on her son's head, but he pushed it away. He looked angry. The woman saw our group and smiled. "Look, there's Jack and Georgette. Why don't you go and sit with them?" "Your father is waiting for me in the dining room," said the woman. "Oh, not William Carter," said Georgette quietly as they walked towards us. "I'm sure he's talking about his dog again." Without saying hello, William sat down in a chair. He crossed his arms and began to kick the table. "Hi, everyone," said the girl. "Can we sit with you?" "Of course you can," said Jack kindly. "I'm sorry about William," said Lucille. She added, "Don't pay any attention to him. He's sulking." "Why?" I asked. William stopped kicking the table and looked at me. "I'm not sulking. I'm angry," he shouted. "I had to leave my dog in the Titanic last night. There was space in the lifeboat, but Officer Lightoller promised me he would bring him in the lifeboat later. He lied. They put a second-class passenger on the boat instead of my dog. Can you imagine?" "William," said Georgette, "do you know that Jack had to leave his father on the Titanic? A lot of people in this room have lost family they love. That's much worse. Besides, it was just a dog." "It wasn't just a dog," shouted William. "It was my Airedale. My mother's dog was lost too. And that's not all. Last night, they told me I couldn't get into the lifeboat because there was only space for women and girls. That was absolutely ridiculous. So my mother put her sun hat on my head and pretended I was a girl. She made me look like a fool. Everyone will tease me at school now." I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Didn't William realise that he was a very lucky boy? His whole family was safe in the Carpathia. But he was angry about his dog in a sun hat. Didn't he know that more than 1,000 people were missing? Wasn't he ashamed of behaving so badly? And why didn't his sister tell him to stop? "I suppose your mother was thinking more about saving your life and less about your reputation," I said, trying to hide my sarcasm. Lucille looked uncomfortable. She stood up and said, "Come on, William, I think it's time for lunch. I'm starving, aren't you?" I watched them walking away. William pushed past people without apologising. "What an egotistical brat," I said. "And a terrible family too. Who do they think they are?" "They're the Carters from Philadelphia," Jack explained. "They're very rich. William and Lucille are probably the richest children who were travelling on the Titanic. Their father even bought a 25-horsepower car in Europe and took it on the ship. He's probably crying about his car now, while William is crying about his dog." Jack smiled, but I could see that he didn't think it was funny. I felt sick after the conversation with William. There were times that I had wanted to be rich, but now I wasn't so sure. "If money makes you such an egotistical person, then I don't want any," I thought.